Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Pensacola Business Radio broadcasting live from DeVille Square. And I have in our studio today, Ms. Kay Mitchell with Florida Blue. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
No problem.
And I have Mr. Steve Reynolds and Mr. Tim Shipman. I'm going to call the Cordova Lanes bowling gurus, man.
There you go.
You guys are here to break it down for me.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys, gentlemen, for both joining us this afternoon. So, Kay, let's just get into Florida Blue. Tell me about it. Tell me what it is, what you guys do, and your part in it.
Okay, well, I'm a sales agent for Florida Blue. We're located on Airport and 9th right here in Pensacola. We're located all over the country, but here in Florida, we call it Florida Blue.
And how did you get here? How did you get involved with Florida Blue?
Well, I've been in insurance for going on 11 years. Florida Blue is like the dream job for insurance agents. So,
can we let that secret out of the bag?
Well, they're not hiring, so. But no, I mean, it's a privilege and an honor to work for them. They treat their employees just as good as they treat their members. So very grateful to be there.
So, okay. So how does Florida Blue work?
Sure. So it is an insurance company. Our main focus is health insurance, but we offer life insurance. We offer ancillary products, cancer insurance. But the center does insurance a little differently. You think normally insurance is somebody maybe knocking on your door. The way that we do it is members have the ability to come to us. We're open 6 days a week. And we offer not only health insurance quotes, but we offer service to our members. So instead of getting on the phone and calling customer service rep, you can come right in and get help with your bills or if you needed a claim taken care of, if you wanted to find out which doctor takes your plan, all that's done in-house.
So I have a point person to go to explain the language of the policy.
Yes, so it makes it very convenient.
Yeah. So where's your office located here in town?
Airport and 9th, right across from Sacred Heart Hospital.
And is it all Blue Cross Blue Shield products?
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess you would know all of those products, wouldn't you?
Well, of course. That's my job.
Yeah. So because I haven't shopped, I don't think, for health insurance in a while because it's either been provided or I've been on somebody else's policy. But
gotcha. So what? We do individual policies.
Yeah. So what do I need to know?
So for somebody that does not have access to group insurance or maybe they're shopping to get a better deal, they could come in and actually get a quote. If they think they qualify for a subsidy through the government, we even do that. So we would actually get on the marketplace website and facilitate it and get the discount for them.
How do I know if your plan's going to be better than anyone else's? Do you guys compare some stuff?
We don't compare. I have complete faith that we have the best insurance plan. And we have the biggest network.
So, and you said that you guys have access to all of that as well, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So prior to probably shopping, I know which doctors are accepted and not, huh?
Well, yeah. A lot of the doctors send their patients to us. So they want their claims paid.
So. Right. The other thing I heard you guys have is you guys have a doctor's office building, right?
In-house. Yes, we do have a doctor's office. And they take anybody that has Blue Cross Blue Shield, not even just necessarily Blue Cross of Florida.
Right.
So, and that's very convenient. They're open 6 days a week too, 7 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays from 8 to 2.
And what kind of care do they offer?
Everything. They do walk-ins as well.
Cold, flu, all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The fun stuff going around right now?
Oh, yeah. And they even have a lab there. So if you have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, lab work done there at Quest is free.
Okay. So if I need to know some more information, where do I find it?
Well, you can go to our website, which is floridablue.com, or you can come in and visit the center.
Okay. Do you guys, I know I see the name out there a lot because I know you guys do a lot of events and sponsorships and stuff. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So do y'all have anything coming up?
We do. Tonight is the PACE Awards.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I really, honestly, truly just forgot that. So you guys are one of the main sponsors for that, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
We have a table. I will be there tonight.
Hanging out.
Yep. And
mom,
working.
Mom coming with you?
No.
Oh.
No, not tonight. I'm actually working it and participating as a chamber ambassador.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So with the Pensacola Chamber?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, you should have worn the red coat. I didn't know.
It's in the car.
So being a chamber member, we see you guys like everywhere.
Yeah.
Like that's how we know you are who you are. So
yes, absolutely.
Well, very cool. So just how did, you know, you said you've been doing insurance for a long time, huh?
Yep.
So what are, I mean, give me some tips if I'm out there looking for it. What do I need to know?
Well, the main thing is making sure that your doctor takes it. That's where I always start. So if somebody comes into my office and after they tell me, you know, what they're looking for, okay, who are your doctors? And we go on the website and verify that they do take the plan. So that's the number one step. And then finding out what their budget is. I mean, we have almost 30 different plans. 3 different networks, so there's a lot of flexibility there to be able to stay in someone's price point.
Yeah. What do you see being one of the biggest issues from the consumer side of trying to get the right policy?
Right now, it's really the marketplace. I've had a lot of people try to navigate it on their own, and I mean, you can be a smart individual and still not know how to answer.
I still don't know the language, and I mean, I'm not the smartest guy, but I can read. You know, right. But that language is, it gets complicated.
It does. We have seminars in the office. So during open enrollment, we actually have classes that talk about what the marketplace is, what the lingo is, just to make people feel more prepared.
Okay. Are those free?
They are free.
Okay.
Yep. We even have like approaching Medicare seminars, and those are every month. So I know whenever anybody's getting ready to turn 65, they're just inundated with mail.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of stuff,
yeah,
I'm sure.
So we have free classes just that talk about just Medicare in general, so they know what to expect.
So how do I find out about this?
Well, the center calendar that we offer is on our website, floridablue.com, and we also have them at the front desk at the center.
Okay, and you can register and come and hang out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like,
we have free exercise classes.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay, well, what else do you guys have? I mean, those are two services you really don't think about when you think about an insurance company trying to.
Every week we have free yoga classes Monday and Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning. It's for an hour. You do have to bring your mat, but you don't have to have Florida Blue. We don't ask what your insurance is.
Do you have to have yoga pants?
No, you don't. But they love that class. I mean, they come faithfully.
Yeah.
Rain, I can't say snow because we're in Pensacola.
Yeah, that's right. Don't curse us like that. No.
And then free Tai Chi classes as well. So that's Monday at 6:00 in the evening and Friday morning at 8:30.
Very cool. Either you gentlemen do yoga or Tai Chi?
Yes, a little bit. But I can also mention that one of the neatest ways to find out how all this is going on is they posted their information down at Cordova Lanes, which is only about a quarter mile down the road on
there airport. You go. So you can go get some insurance and then go bowling, huh?
Then come bowling. And if you have any medical issues or, you know.
We'll take you back down to Florida Blue.
But it's a good symbiotic relationship because bowling is a very healthy exercise.
Yeah.
It's a mile and a half walk by the time you finish 3 games.
Is it really?
And it ties in perfectly with the yoga and the Tai Chi classes that they offer.
And you don't need yoga pants.
We're all about preventative.
That's up to you. That's a personal choice that only you can
make.
And you
get really cool shoes.
Yes, but we are allowed to point and laugh if you do have them.
Well,
but,
you know, I might just have to wear mine down there just to have them laugh. So, very cool. Well, Kay, let's tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you and the websites and all that good stuff.
Sure. So, floridablue.com, that's our website. Our address, the physical address is 1680 Airport Boulevard, but we're right on the corner of Airport and 9th. Huge Florida Blue a building, you can't miss it.
Yeah,
folks who've been here for a while would know it as the old Blockbuster.
Yep,
that's right. It is, isn't it?
The whole Blockbuster in front of the Kmart, both of which have now moved on to.
Yeah, wow, the old Blockbuster, man! I haven't heard of that place forever.
It has really improved the value of the corner there.
Yeah, it really has. Much better than Blockbuster did.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Kay, thanks for coming in today and hang out with us for a little while.
Thanks for
having me. Sure these guys can, I got a feeling they might be a little entertaining. So, okay, Steve or Tim, who wants to kick it off, man? I told you I hadn't been bowling in forever and came by and I saw you. And
well, that's the neat thing about bowling.
I know, man. It's like riding a bike.
You can pick it up. You can do it anytime you want.
Yeah. So
you do not have to be a bowler at the level of Steve over here to enjoy bowling. Our definition of a good bowler is they don't leave any blood on our floor. So if you can do that, you're a good bowler. You can come out, and as Steve will attest to, the way he says it, and we listened a lot to what he says. This is Mr. Bowling in Pensacola here.
Yeah.
Bowling is for ages 3 to 93, and we can prove it. We have senior leagues that come in Fridays, for example. They've got 7 folks, including a 97-year-old. They got 7 folks over the age of 90 that'll bowl against them. Don't put any money on the table against them. They will kill you.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not very good at it, and I probably, like I said, when I went, my friend totally sharked me. But There were some pretty good bowlers there.
Yeah.
To getting the swirls and all that stuff going.
And that's their thing. If they want to enjoy it, if they want to be that good and keep practicing, we got coaches. Steve here can coach them up to do any level that they want. Or you can just come in with the kids. You can come in casually. Yeah. You can join a league and enjoy the exercise and meet folks on a weekly basis. There's so many different ways to enjoy bowling.
You know, we're a totally smoke-free environment. There's not many sports or activities that the entire family from young child to grandmother, grandfather come do and do it as a family.
Yeah, and all
and hang together.
Yeah.
And we provide food, drink, you know, it's just great, great family fun.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to, none of this may be a little off subject, but let's talk about food for a second, because when I went and we ate, and I had no idea that you guys had such an extensive menu.
Yeah,
and I had, what did I have? I had a patty meal that was awesome.
Yeah, we have a full page of just specialty sandwiches.
Yeah. So,
and salads too, just to keep the health thing going.
Yeah. To keep your New Year's resolution on time. Yeah.
For a week or two.
Eat more salads, bowl better games. There you go. So let's talk about, I know you guys have sort of taken the lead on fundraising and making it an easy vehicle for people to use bowling to do that. So tell me how that works.
It works in a lot of different ways. And, of course, all the kudos go to Steve over here. He's not going to say anything. We're going to turn his face red right here on radio. His mandate has been that we're going to be a community center. That's why I've pushed so hard over the past 8 years to be a bowling center.
Yeah.
I pick a lot of fun with folks. We're not a bowling alley. We're a bowling center.
Yeah.
As in community center. We've had the opportunity to host fundraisers over there for years and years, but when I got on board, I thought it would be kind of cool to kind of keep an informal tally of that going. And it has to be an informal tally, because I'm not going to pin anybody down as they go out the door. How much money did you make and things? It just doesn't sound right. But given their informal reporting and keeping everything kind of loose, we know we're over 900,000, but we're probably going to cross the $1 million mark sometime, maybe early next year, maybe in the middle of next year at the latest. And when you consider that that's about an 8-year period and people go bowling, in the world is bowling? And I mean, I wash cars, you know, we do all the traditional things, but I've never heard of bowling as a fundraiser. And Steve's initiative and push to make that work has given us the opportunity to start taking notes. And I did it. I got a little 2-page document where I've recorded all the things that have worked for other groups.
Yeah.
And said, this is how you do it. You get sponsorships. You go out there, you do auction items. You just have a fun time for folks. You give them the opportunity to come and bowl for 3 hours rather than getting their car washed. What are they going to get their money's worth?
Right. Well, and it's rainproof fun, too.
Well, that's
get rained out.
That's right. You can always go. Right. So, as a matter of fact, that's what brought me back up there was we had nothing to do. It was cloudy that day. It was getting cold, and we just wanted to go. I'll tell you what. I'll take bowling over a car wash fundraiser day of the week.
Sure. And the folks who run the events love it, too. They can come in and sit down. We can talk about it and set up their event. And they've got to do some hustling to get some sponsorships. That's up to them. If they want to make $6,000, they got to do a lot of hustling. If they just want to make a few $100s, then they don't necessarily have to go get a lot of sponsors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's all on them. And they can come in. That's pretty much all the work. The rest of it's all fun. We take care of the rest there in the bowling center, making sure everybody has a good time bowling. That's good value for their money.
Yeah.
When they have a good time. They might have the opportunity to share some of that food you were talking about earlier. All the money goes to great causes. We do everything from Junior Achievement. We have to mention them. They're coming up here in March. They've been with us for
about 12 years now.
Yeah, quite a few years.
Yeah.
Big Brothers and Big Sisters, all the way down to small community gets together because one of their neighbors just got released from incarceration.
And
they thought so highly of them that they decided, you know, they give them a leg up. So they schedule a little fundraiser and come up. We don't have a dog in that fight.
Right.
Whatever your event is, whatever is important to you is important to us automatically.
Sure. So, but that's not all that you guys do too. And I know, and again, this is all stuff that I didn't know. You know, I went to Cordova Lanes to bowl. My kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while they can talk me into it. Cause like I said, I'm not very good. So I don't want to give them the ammunition to make fun of me for the rest of the week. So
you remember my definition of a good bowler, right?
Yeah, that's right. I have not bled on your floor, so we are good to go. But you guys do, I mean, you guys have contests all the time. You've got youth leagues. You've got like summer camp stuff I don't want to say after school care, but I mean, you've got programs in place for people to really participate.
Oh yeah. The kids have a great time.
We do. In the summertime, when school lets out in June, we do a Pens and Pals camp. It's a 5-day camp. We charge $125. The child gets a bowling ball with his or her name drilled on it, 5 days of lessons, and then 5 days of menu items. They can order the same thing 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
Usually we do pizza. We do homemade pizzas in the house.
That's definitely pizza.
You know, so it's really, it's a great activity, but they learn the game of bowling. They learn the fundamentals of bowling. Once you learn fundamentals to anything, it stays with you the rest of your life.
And it's interesting because I could probably go out to any group of 100 people here in Pensacola and ask how many of you have been bowling, and I'm pretty much going to get everybody's hand in the air. They might have been invited along on a date one time, but having the ability or having the comfort level of having been there or have been trained or know a little bit more about it could be very valuable to a teenager in that situation.
Yeah.
And once somebody catches the bug and recognizes that it's a lifelong ability to exercise and meet friends and socialize.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the most addictive things you can actually do. It really
is. I'll give you that.
Mankind's always been fascinated by knocking things over with other things.
You know? Loud bangs and destruction.
Absolutely. We've got some really great female bowlers in the area also. As far as our youth leagues go, we've had a young man, his father works for me at the bowling center, so he's kind of raised in the center environment. 13 years old, shot a 300 game a month and a half ago in our youth program on Saturday mornings. It was the most amazing thing I ever got to see. It really was. It was quite special.
13, huh?
13 years old.
Was he freaking out?
Oh, yes. After he got the eighth strike in a row, he came up to his dad and said, "Dad, I'm so nervous. I don't know what I'm going to do. What do I do?" Dad says, "Just breathe.
Bowl two more strikes, man. What do you mean? What are you going to do?"
Yeah. Well, actually, it was four more.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah.
The other thing that's really cool for the kids is Steve opens the center all summer long. Kids get to bowl free all summer. It's a special program. You go out to kidsbowlfree.com and you click on Pensacola and you sign up at the center.
Right.
And they'll get two free games every day starting, June 1st? June 1st to August. End of August kind of thing. And the idea there is, of course, they can come in. It's summertime.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. Get off the couch. Put that game controller down.
Yeah.
Get your behind up in the air moving.
Yeah.
And come on down, and two games are free.
And Mom and Dad know you're in a decent place, too. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a family package you can sign up for also. So Mom and Dad come out and bowl the kids also. And it's just fun, man. Good stuff.
Yeah. And easy to do.
Yes.
So what's the website again?
KidsBowlFree.com.
Kay's writing it down. I might have to do the same.
We set up our 2016 hours a couple of weeks ago, so it should be ready. I think they were talking about a March 1 launch for sign up on that. So if you don't see anything right away, just give it a couple weeks till March 1st.
Is there an age limit on the kids?
15, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's perfect. I don't even have to lie and say mine's 12.
Sure. The family packages that Steve was talking about give you a great discount to bowl alongside the youngins at the same time.
Very cool.
And what we see a huge variety of things and groups coming in. But what we see is the lady in the middle house with her daughter and the two kids from next door and the cousin from down the street all coming. And then the next week it's the other adult.
Yeah,
coming with the group, same group of kids, kind of thing.
So, so I got to say this, and you guys may be more aware of this than I ever was. But like I said, last time I was there, kids were looking for something to do, and my buddy and I actually we had some business to discuss, and so we're in a band, we play some music. So really, it was about the band and music, which is to me is business,
yes.
And will always be business because it's just great business. But there were two people behind us and two people next to us, and they looked like they were doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So is this like the new way to do it? I mean, because I can't golf. I can tell you that.
Well, to communicate on a golf course, you got to be hitting the ball in the same area.
Yeah.
I mean,
and a couple drinks behind.
Right. In bowling, you're in the same area. It's easy to socialize, easy to talk, and it's easy to talk business.
Yeah.
And no matter how bad you bowl, the ball comes back to you.
Every time.
That's the tagline, isn't it?
Absolutely. We do not have a pit full of alligators behind there where you got to go get your ball out and bring it back. But what Steve said is exactly correct. And it's also great for any kind of event. One of our favorites is the get to know you, the board of your local civic organization that gets voted off every year and a new one comes on.
Right.
Why can't they come and meet? It's a great opportunity to meet a lot of new folks when new businesses start up, because the two biggest problems that you have at a group or a party like that are the wallflowers. So how can you be a wallflower when it's your turn to bowl?
Right.
And then you got to have an icebreaker. Well, you know, there's Keith up there falling down on the lanes again.
No blood, no blood.
Yeah. Instant icebreaker.
Yeah.
So it works great as a get to know you, get the day shift and the night shift out there so they stop hating each other for who moved that darn stapler. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. one more time they move it, I'm going to trick them. A lot of people out there are hearing this again because we hammer on this because it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
You've stated it very clearly earlier. I had no idea that bowling could be this kind of vehicle for businesses or it could be this for families.
Yeah.
That's our job, is to get that out there and let you know. And the idea is to provide all this for the community, and to be this center for the community also provides us with the wherewithal to be the center for the serious bowlers as well.
Yeah.
To segue over to the serious side of things, if folks are out there and they are very capable bowlers, we have scratch leagues.
Yes.
We have challenge leagues. We have the capability and the know-how and the skill and the reputation to host NCAA tournaments. We
right.
did that just 2 weekends ago. You got involved in that. The NCAA, the schools, and all the rules that they have to go through, you can imagine what kind of hoops you jump through to be able to host a tournament on that level.
Sure. Would you say we got a healthy bowling environment here in town?
I would think so, yes. We have several bowling centers in the area. And getting to host the NCAA for the first time was really exciting. It was all ladies, all women. They use a format called the Baker format. It's five bowlers bowling one game. So each bowler on the team bowls two frames. So there's no sitting down. They're all standing up. They're all throwing each shot with each other. And you know, it's just an exciting venue to be around, yelling and screaming, and then the chants, you know, the school chants.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just good stuff. It really is.
So, well, and you were saying this is about to explode, right?
Yeah, the NCAA. I was talking to the folks. I was accidentally became the assistant scorekeeper on site.
I'm sure that was accidentally voluntold.
Voluntold. Their scorekeeper that the officials have to travel. So the one that they had coming in from out of town was unable to attend. So mm-hmm. all of a sudden I had to get up to speed on these skills. And they made it quite clear that this is going to be the new and biggest thing in the NCAA world as all the schools come online now. They've all had informal or intramural type bowling.
Right.
Now the NCAA is involved establishing rules and standardizing everything. Every college will be set up on levels very similar to what people are seeing, the different levels in football and baseball and,
right.
and basketball and everything else. Bowling's going to be along the same lines.
So you guys are going to be right in the mix, huh?
Oh, we certainly hope so.
So yeah. Okay, so what's the other tournament?
Miracle Strip.
Yeah. What's the other tournament stuff you guys got going on?
We're coming up on our 55th annual Miracle Strip Invitational Tournament. It runs July and August. It's 8 weekends, and it's open to men, women, mixed. It really makes our summers very, very fun.
Yeah.
When you have people coming in from 7 different states.
Teams. Wow, really?
Yes. Number of teams. There's 4 people to a team. And bowlers travel in packs. So, you know, they share motel rooms together. They eat together. And they like to come in and bowl together. And it's just good action. They use a handicap system. So it's kind of like restrictor plates on NASCAR. You know, it makes all the cars equal. The handicap system, it's like the same thing with golf. The handicap system makes everybody on the same playing level. It's just a great, healthy tournament. Again, 7 different states. And they come. We had one team 1 year come all the way from Guantanamo. What am I trying to say? down in Cuba, yeah.
How many teams are involved?
We average about 250 teams per summer.
Really?
You know, and we have Tim's gone out and worked up some hotel specials for some of these folks. They come to Pensacola for more than just the bowling also. They make it a family vacation.
Yeah.
We have some of the greatest sites in this area. You know, the Aviation Museum on the base. The beaches are beautiful,
obviously,
man,
yeah.
You know.
Sure.
So it's really, it's just good venue to have, good place to come to have a good time through bowling. Bowling's just the vehicle to get you here.
Yeah. So yeah,
we get a lot of help from Pensacola Sports downtown. Those folks are really great at promoting
from PSA.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Promoting Pensacola for a sporting venue.
Yeah, between all the runs and then the baseball and bowling and you guys bringing the NCAA here is just going to be fantastic. I mean, talk about a way of getting some things on the map.
Yeah,
you know. So, what do you win? Bragging rights?
In the NCAA, yes, it's all
it's all bragging rights.
About bragging
what about rights. The Miracle Strip one?
Money.
Really?
Yeah.
All, there's a motivator
money,
for you.
you know, if someone came in and just really did an excellent job and winning money, and they could walk out of there with $1,000 in their pocket.
Wow.
You know, for a very small entry fee. You
and
know.
These are not the big bowlers that you see on the pro bowling tour. Those folks aren't allowed to participate in this tournament. These are folks that bowl in our leagues. Anybody, I guess, with the league average is eligible.
You know, I average 100, 100 to 110 to 220. I mean, it covers the whole gamut. we give lessons, you know. We can teach you how
you
to throw
that
ball.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Actually, you would be killer in a handicap system because once you start out, your handicap is pretty high, and it's real easy for you to improve week to week.
Right.
You'll be bowling against somebody.
Smash the bell curve, huh?
Right. Sure. There's somebody that you're bowling against that's been bowling at the 160 level consistently, and they're rising at a very low speed, and you're just cruising straight up as you get better.
What do you think, Kay? Can you bowl?
Yes.
I'm okay, but I need some lessons, so I'm going to come see y'all.
Give you no some problem. Lessons. Yeah, I'm about to turn 65, so I need to talk to you about Social Security.
Okay.
See how that works? Hey. No blood on the lanes. So.
No
okay.
blood, right.
Yeah, if you keep that definition, then yes, you can.
Okay. So is the Miracle Street, is the tournament full already? Or can
no,
people still?
No, we just now have the entries out now. In fact, we had our second paid entry come in today over the emails, and so it's just now starting. We'll receive entries up to the last day of the event.
So if I
it starts after July 4th, and okay. talks to the end of August. It's a weekend type.
Oh, that's good. So you got some of the other summer stuff out of the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's shifts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can come in on a Friday and both Friday, Saturday. Then you have your day Sunday to do what you want or travel back home.
Yeah.
So I can't stress enough how any level of bowler, anybody with an established average in a sanctioned house, and that's just about every bowling.
All right. So let's say I muster up three other sharks. How do you register? How do you get involved?
CordovaLanes.com.
That's it.
Simplest way to do it.
Very
on
cool.
the far right side says Miracle Strip. There's the entry form and information.
Yeah. How are you guys letting everybody know?
Well, of course, we mailed out the forms here last week.
Okay.
Those boxes were just a little heavy.
Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, and we have all the in-house, and of course, the forms are located at just about every bowling center because we mailed out 200 and something of those centers around. Mostly the southeast have gotten sets of them. Most houses do participate in a kind of a let's all support bowling atmosphere.
Sure.
We've got a rack inside our front door with tournaments from all over the area. Or anybody that send us a flyer, we'll put it up for them.
Very cool.
Because our bowlers will travel.
Yeah, which is not unlikely, I guess. For when you get the bug, you get the bug, right?
Absolutely.
So, and you've been doing this for how long?
I've bowled for 52 years. You know, but competitively since 1979, you know, on a regular basis. Now that I've gotten a little bit older, my knees are wearing out, you know, I'm slowing down just a bit.
These are called excuses.
Tim says that doesn't fly.
No.
So are you happy with where you see everything going these days?
Yeah, I do. Bowling's changed so much in the last 35 years. Been at Cordova Lanes for 36 years, which is hard to believe. It's been a good ride for us. The demographics have changed drastically in the numbers of sanctioned bowlers. 20 years ago, there were 8 million sanctioned. They're below 2 million now because people are just slowly dying off. I guess I hate to say that, but they're just slowly finding things to do with their time. And kids coming up, we do have a youth program on Saturday mornings. We run about 110 kids through our center on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And but there's so many other things for children to do, so they have to pick and choose. But bowling is the greatest thing because nobody gets benched in bowling.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Only the gifted baseball players and football players can actually play the sport. But bowling is for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of cool about it.
And the bumpers are powered.
And by the way, we are the only center that has automatic bumpers that raise up and down when someone wants it. Like when you're up, they go up. And when your sun goes, they go down.
Back down. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that's true because actually we were there. My buddy was like, I don't want the bumpers up. I was like, listen, man, once my daughter goes, because I play fair, they went back down. So
Good.
He was impressed.
Yeah, it's a cool thing, man. Now we have ramps. We see more and more 3- and 4-year-old kids coming in with their parents. And we have ramps that it saves the mom and dad's back, actually, because they put the ball up on the rack and the kid can just kind of nudge it down the ramp.
As opposed to holding the kid and then trying to throw the ball at the same time.
Yeah. Seen that too,
Interesting you mentioned ramps, because some of the other folks that use ramps are the Special Olympians.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're very involved with them also.
They get to bowl for free.
And that's actually, that was what was going on the day that
that's correct.
That we went.
Right.
Yeah, we have two gold medal,
yes,
Special Olympians, yeah, the bowl out of Cordova Lanes.
Very cool. And the whole facility is handicap accessible as well, right?
It is.
So, yeah. And you guys are doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah. Trying to sell fun.
What's
not
next?
Trying to. We're actually
trying to sell fun. Yeah, we are selling fun. Yeah, let's sell some more fun, right?
Absolutely.
What's next for you guys 5-6 years down the road?
Well, I think we'll continue on in the same direction as we have to. We'll keep modernizing, you know, doing the things that people enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And just keep it going.
I think it's amazing to see that the numbers, the fundraising is taking off like it has. There's a lot of different possibilities there and a lot of different connections. So I was just reading prior to coming over here that they're going to sponsor a new license plate in Florida. And you're going, what, bowling? Yeah, it's going to have bowling pins and stuff on it.
Huh.
Okay, that's fine. But I don't know if you noticed that when you are new, that when you buy one of these license plates, the extra money that you pay goes to a particular charity or function sponsored by that license plate.
Right.
And there's 28 youth programs in the state that are going to get part of that money. And then there's something called Bowlers to Vets. Bowlers to Vets is a program that reaches out to veterans with mental and social issues,
sure,
and gets them pulled back into the community. Everything from the pet program that they have, you know, mm-hmm, everything from kittens to dog companions to getting folks in the center that have ambulatory issues and getting them over to bowling. Just to get them out of the situation.
Yeah.
It's just using bowling as a vehicle
to get back into it.
Absolutely.
You know, we cross over with other sports in the area, too. We do a fundraiser for Wounded Warriors through the Ice Flyers. The Ice Flyer players come out, and they sell the lanes. We don't take a penny of that money. They sell the lanes to their fans so they can rub elbows with the skaters, the
sure,
Flyers. And it's really a fun event, man. It really is. Then we do this.
Get a whole bunch of hockey guys bowling. I'm sure it gets to be real fun.
They are really nice. Nice black guys.
Yeah.
And here's where the Yankee in me jumps out. But because most of them are from up north, they're really nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all the hate mail here in a minute. If you have never bowled using a hockey stick, that is your chance.
Yeah.
And you look at me like, yeah, try it. Hey, mm-hmm, we didn't try it either, but they had some hockey sticks. They come out to lunch just like you did. And we're trying to find common grounds. And of course, the power play and we'll talk about that in a minute. But he had some hockey sticks on him. So he said, well, let's try it. So Greg and Greg, the owner of the Ice Flyers, they got out there on the lanes and, you know, they just tried it a few times. They figured it out that the stick has a nice little curve to it.
Yeah.
It's perfect for whipping that ball in a little angle. And we took about 3 hours later, we're trying to get him off the lanes because we needed him for the league coming on. Had to pry him off.
He didn't even have to wear pads either, did he?
It was no checking
or
allowed.
Or face mask.
No checking allowed.
Yeah.
We also do a power play challenge. If you're familiar with hockey, it's the only sport where you can have a different number of players
on the field
because of a penalty. Well, our two house pros decided to take on any three Ice Flyers that they nominate. Year to year, it's different depending on the players and stuff. They get to bowl with their fans for a while, and that gives the team captain an opportunity to scout out some ringers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And they have ringers.
Yeah, I believe it.
They have some serious ringers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 1-3 right now. They've won three.
I didn't bowl very well this last outing. You know, in fact,
you got sharked.
In fact,
didn't you? That's what happened to me.
I actually got threatened by one of the players' moms. She said, I was going to tell my son to drop his gloves on you.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, I can think of all kinds of charity events that I've been to, and you do them because you always want to give back to the community. But I can also think of probably a handful I need to call and say, hey, instead of doing this year that we've done for the last 5 or 6 years, we need to go bowling.
Give me a call. Give me an email. Let's get set up.
Kay's going to start us a team. So
hey, I'm excited. I'm involved with several fundraisers already, Making Strides.
Yes.
They're out there.
Yeah, and Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but that you don't have to come and sponsor the event. If you keep in touch with us, we'll let you know when there's other events going on. And you know what Keith said has a ring of truth to it, believe it or not. Get a team going and be ready to step in for Junior Achievement. Be ready to step in and participate in the event just by getting a lane or offering a sign to sponsor the group. When they come down and say, look, we need $100 to put a sign up for this event or whatever, consider it.
Yeah.
The signs hang in a building for, you know, several days. And, you know, so they're seen by, you know, every walk of life that comes into our place.
Yeah.
Some of the upcoming events, Junior Achievement, of course, is coming. And then we're going to do an event with Gulf Coast Kids House. And that's all proceeds go to the kids' house, which is pretty cool.
And you flip it over to the other side. In April, the Star Wars and Star Trek fan clubs are coming. They'll be coming in costume and just having they have an absolute riot. And there's obviously a built-in challenge going on between the two of them, and they have the opportunity to buy strikes and gutter balls and throw them back and forth, and it becomes open warfare. And it's a lot of fun
without blood.
Yeah, because they can't have no blood on my
phone. That's right.
But the point is, and that money goes to Man In again, Gulf Coast Kids House. But that's the point. They're out there having a great time, and the charity walks away with $1,000.
Yeah. And your clothes are dry because you're not washing cars.
Where's
Exactly. And you're not rained out. You know?
Yeah, that's it.
Where's the downside? I challenge anybody to point out the downside to me.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's tell them one more time where they can find any more information and get in touch with you guys.
The best way is probably the website, CordovaLanes.com. We're at 477-2300. You can email me, Tim@CordovaLanes.com. It's real difficult. Or Steve@CordovaLanes.com.
The idea is to write it down.
Yeah, the idea is to just reach out to us. Just to come on and talk to us. We'll sit down over lunch or something. We'll talk about your event. If you got a family reunion, if you got a fundraiser, if you've got a sorority or fraternity, anything. We'll help anybody have an event that they'll remember.
Don't you guys do something with movie tickets too?
With movie tickets,
yeah,
and Wahoo's tickets and Ice Flyers tickets.
Yeah, that's what it was. Ice Flyers tickets.
Yeah,
because I took my daughter to the daddy daughter date night the other day, and I remember them saying,
"Bring the ticket stub in."
And what is it?
It's a buy one get one.
Buy one get one. Okay. Because she looked at me and said, "Like, look, I can beat you at bowling again, Daddy." So that's why I thought so.
Well, you know, I'll let the secret out of the bag, Steve. You can yell at me later, but we can change the score at the desk.
Nice.
Through the computer. So if you really want
to
beat your
dog, we might have to negotiate.
Yes. Yes.
So
we'll change the score so you can beat your daughter. Then we'll turn you over to the Gulf Coast Kids House so they can tell you why that was a bad
thing. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Cool. Well, we're getting to the end of time here. Kay and Tim and Steve, I want to thank all of you for coming in today and sharing your stories and your business. And look forward to... We got to make a team. We got to go beat some people.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Good deal.
Okay. So you guys can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at our website at Pensacola.BusinessRadioX.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in today. I really appreciate it. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.